two friends taking pictures of the rising full moon on a summer night.
Two teenage kids doing what teenage kids do.
When a stranger with a gun and a death wish changed everything.
It was violent, it was senseless, and I will never understand it, I will never accept it.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and unfortunately, we're all too familiar with stories about how violence shatters lives. But what we rarely see is how they are rebuilt. In a new podcast, The Letter, we relive tragedy, but only so we can hear the rest of the story. The struggle to reclaim lives, the realities of grief, and the possibilities of forgiveness.
I believe in miracles. Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
4 o'clock, KSL News Radio. I'm Jeff Kaplan. It's mostly cloudy, a little bit of blue sky, 61 degrees. KSL's top story.
The search for Brian Laundrie.
In Florida, this afternoon, partial human remains were found. Nearby was found a backpack and a notebook believed to be Brian Laundrie's. Our team coverage begins. Here's KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson on the continuing search.
Federal investigators have not identified whose partial remains they found, but some of Laundrie's personal items were spotted near the remains in an area he used to frequently visit. Prosecutors in Utah say investigators in Florida missed very clear opportunities to search the Laundrie home and possibly Laundrie himself. They say police in Utah had evidence possibly showing Gabby Petito was in an abusive relationship, and that should have been enough probable cause for a judge to sign off on search warrants.
Authorities have been searching for Laundrie for more than a month. So far, the only charge he faces is related to the fraudulent use of a debit card, but he remains the only person of interest in the disappearance and murder of Gabby Petito. The Instagrammer and van lifer's body was found almost exactly a month ago near Grand Teton National Park. Don't expect any new charges right away after the discovery of possible remains in the search for Laundrie. KSL News Radio's Becky Bruce continues our team coverage.
People accused of crimes in the United States have the right to hear the charges against them and to defend themselves. That's why you don't hear about suspects being charged posthumously, and why if these remains are confirmed to belong to Brian Laundrie, he still won't be charged. But it doesn't necessarily mean the end of the investigation. Investigators may continue to work to see if they can conclusively prove Laundrie is responsible for Gabby Petito's death and rule out the involvement of anyone else. Becky Bruce, KSL News Radio.
The discovery of the remains still leaves a lot open about Brian Laundrie and where he went. Authorities will need to identify these remains. And if they belong to Laundrie, it'll be important for investigators to determine how he died. Investigators will also look to see whether they can recover what they can recover from his notebook in addition to any other evidence they might collect at the scene in that reserve. KSL News Time 4:02. The U.S. Senate has struck down a bill meant to expand voter protections. Maria Chaleos is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Jeff, the Senate failed to get the 60 votes needed to debate the Voting Rights Act bill on the Senate floor. Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer took aim at his GOP colleagues for not allowing the discussion to happen.
By preventing the Senate from functioning as it was intended, Republicans in this body are permitting states to criminalize giving food and water to voters at the polls.
Not a single Republican voted in favor of debate. President Biden is setting a deadline for Democrats to come up with a compromise on his human infrastructure agenda. Senator Dick Durbin says he recognizes that both moderates and progressive Democrats will have to give up a little in order to make progress.
I'm disappointed, but I'm realistic. I've never been involved in a major legislative undertaking that didn't require compromise and some choices.
The White House is giving lawmakers until the end of next week to reach a deal. The full House is expected to vote tomorrow on whether to hold Trump advisor Steve Bannon in contempt. Bannon is refusing to provide information to the committee investigating the January 6th attack on the Capitol. Committee co-chair Republican Congresswoman Liz Cheney says Bannon predicted the attack on his podcast the day before the attack.
He said all hell is going to break loose tomorrow. We are coming in right over the target. This is the point of attack we have always wanted.
Cheney says there's evidence Bannon and others conspired to create that attack. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
The CDC is telling you to throw out onions grown in Chihuahua, Mexico. Listen closely here. More than 650 people in 37 states have gotten sick. They've suffered salmonella from these onions grown in Mexico and distributed by a company called ProSource Inc. All colors of onions are affected from ProSource Inc. The agency says Utah's had 3 cases of people getting sick from salmonella poisoning from onions, but they say many people recover from it without ever being tested. Again, onions grown in Mexico, all colors, distributed by ProSource Inc. KSL News Time 404. No more plea bargains for people who commit crimes with guns in Salt Lake County. KSL News Radio's Nick Wyatt has details.
Salt Lake County District Attorney Sim Gill says it's time to get even tougher on gun crime.
There will be no more plea bargains for gun crimes in Salt Lake County.
At a news conference this afternoon, Gill says that policy is effective immediately. He says murder rates are up since 2019, and roughly 2/3 of those involved a firearm. Salt Lake City Police Chief Mike Brown says more guns are ending up in the hands of people who legally can't own them, whether it's stealing them from lawful gun owners or buying them on the streets.
So far in 2021, the Salt Lake City Police Department has booked nearly 500 firearms into evidence.
DA Gill and Chief Brown say if you commit a crime with a gun, don't expect an easy ride through the justice system. Nick Wyatt, KSL News Radio.
Pogal Zoo is a little bit quieter this afternoon after the death of the zoo's 18-year-old Amur tiger. Sela the tiger was born in 2003, came to Pogal in 2015 from the Indianapolis Zoo. Tigers in the wild have a life expectancy of 10, maybe 15 years. The zoo has been focusing on her geriatric care, but Sela had a rapid decline in health. Animal caregivers at the zoo say they have a tiger-sized hole in their hearts for the 18-year-old. KSL News Time 406.
I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.